92% of U.S. businesses are micro businesses. They can earn upwards of $200,000 per year. But they do come with their own unique challenges. If you've ever thought about quitting your job and starting your own business, you're not alone. Your host, Chad Muncy, has started, built, and sold successful business ventures and helped others do the same for more than a decade and a half. Welcome to the Micro Business Show.
Hey, everybody. This is Chad Muncy, your host and your micro business coach. I am really grateful that you're joining me today. Today, I want to talk about a subject that a lot of people are in right now, currently. A lot of people are stuck in a job that they hate. They may have got the job because they lost a job and they had to get one quickly, but they just hate this job. Or some people just get stuck in one for a long time. I know people who have been in a job for 12 years and they really just do not like the job anymore. It's monotonous. It's boring. It doesn't inspire them to use their own creativity, and they have trouble with that. So I want to talk about, I hate my job. Where do I go from here? So first of all, there are a lot of people in the United States right now who are on unemployment, who may have had a job that they hated, a job they liked, or a job they loved. And for some reason or another, they are out of that job and they are stuck at home and they are making money. Now, yes, there are people who do take advantage of the system. However, I also believe there are a lot of people, because I have been in this boat before, who legitimately have to have the unemployment, because if they go get a job, the unemployment does pay more than a job that they could go get. Yes, it's true. Like if they went and they got a job at McDonald's working, they would not make enough money from that job or even two of those jobs to cover their bills and their monthly expenses, because the job they had before was way higher up than that. For instance, I was on unemployment for a short stint, and this was one of the first jobs I had. I worked my way up at the manufacturing plant. I think I told you about that. I was at the manufacturing plant, and I did not tell you why I left that job. So I worked my butt off. I worked like 13, 14 hours a day at that plant. I worked weekends. I worked weekdays, and I worked myself into the ground, and my stress level was super high. My anxiety was super high. I started having little mini anxiety attacks, and then I started having chest pains. And a lot of people were like, well, you need to get that checked out, because chest pains are not normal. And especially if it's enough to where you have to sit down and you can't even get up because your chest hurts so bad. People thought I was having a heart attack. My wife took me to the hospital. Long story short, I had a severe hiatal hernia. All of the lining in my esophagus was rubbed off and was just a burning sensation constantly. They did an endoscopy on me after many heart checks and all that stuff and found that my heart was healthy. But the doctor said, you've got to get out of work. Stress is what's causing it. Working long hours is what's causing it, and you have to take a break. So I took a break. I was in a lot of pain and took a break for a month or two. I called my job back and they said, you do not have a job anymore. We had to hire somebody else. And then I went on unemployment so that I could search for whatever my next step was. And that's when I went on to try to do the recording studio and all of that stuff. However, that's another story. Let's get back to this one. I lost that job. I was on unemployment, and the amount of money that I was making was a great amount of money. I was making, I don't know, $22, $23 an hour, plus overtime. So I was working all the time. So my checks covered all of my expenses. It paid expenses. It paid for daycare for my kids. It covered a lot of expenses, and I couldn't just go get any job. I couldn't go get a job at Burger King or McDonald's, because that wouldn't, and even if I went and got two of those jobs, it wouldn't be the amount of money I was making. So it would not cover my monthly expenses. So I was stuck. A lot of people in this country are stuck. Even though some take advantage of the system, a lot of them are stuck. And if you were one of those people, if you're listening, you're like, I'm stuck. That is where I was. And that's where I had to take a jump and create my own success. So what do you do if you're in that situation? Or what do you do if you were canned from your job and you're at home now? Or for some reason you're at home, you lost your job, or you're working from home and you hate your job. There's a ton of scenarios, but what do you do? you figure out what exactly you are doing for that company or what exactly creativity you have in your mind. For instance, and I can't think through this for you. It's something you have to think through. But for instance, I know of a young lady who had a job and she was the front desk person. She wasn't high up. She wasn't a manager. She didn't make a lot of money, but she made a decent amount, you know, $12, $13 an hour. And she was just a basic front desk person. She answered the phone. She directed calls. She was kind of like the gatekeeper sometimes. She decided to go out on her own. So what she did, she got her a Fiverr account. She made her a website and she started going crazy on social media telling everybody that she was a VA or a virtual assistant. Now, several years later, she completely is on her own. She doesn't have a boss. She works whenever she wants to. Now, she promises the customers whatever hour she's going to work, but she creates that and she says yes or no to those. And she makes upwards of $30 an hour as a virtual assistant, and she loves it. She absolutely loves it. Works out of her house. She stays organized how she wants to do it. She's creative how she wants to be. And she makes the hours that she wants to work. And she also spends time with her family when she wants to spend time with her family. That is one example. She took what she was doing at her job, at her current work, and started making money with that. Now, will this become a business that makes her a millionaire? Probably not. I mean, unless she, you know, hired others and started different locations where she had people working from all over the place and she owned a virtual assistant agency. Now, yeah, she could make $1 million that way, but it is a starting place. And that's what we're looking for. That's what I want to talk to you about in this episode. That's what we're talking about, a starting place. Where do I go from here? It's not how do I get to $1 million yet. It's where do I go from here? So you take your current job situation or something you are doing for the company. You see, when you're working for somebody, you are helping them create their dream, and you're just doing a small part of it. And if they needed you to do that small part of it, the chances are someone else will need you to do that small part of it. Here's another example. I know of a lady who was working and she had several different part-time fast food jobs to make ends meet. She was working fast food here, fast food there. She was doing hamburgers and french fries and hot dogs, whatever that restaurant needed her to do. And she enjoyed the food service industry. She enjoyed people. She just didn't like having the boss. So she saved up a little bit of money. And I've heard of people borrowing the money if they need to from family, friends, parents. But I mean, you can save up the money. And she bought a hot dog cart, a hot dog stand. And you're thinking, this is crazy. She went from working at a legitimate restaurant to owning a hot dog stand. Yes, and she found a very lucrative place at a flea market, set up the hot dog stand, and she works 3 days a week and makes more than she did at her two jobs working all the time with that hot dog stand because she's her own boss. Her quality is phenomenal, and she has lines of people when that flea market's open those 3 days a week. And she makes more money in that time than she did at those two jobs. Now, if that's not thinking outside the box, and if that's not becoming lucrative with your own creativity, I don't know what it is. But she didn't just use her creativity. She used something she already knew how to do well, something she enjoyed doing, and she took the boss out of the picture. She made sure she had enough money. She started doing it. I hate my job. Where do I go from here? You look at the low-hanging fruit. The rest of my story, I don't know where exactly I left off, but I learned how to create something from nothing. I created a cleaning company. I built it. I sold it. I created another business that I am getting ready to sell here shortly. And then I've got another business that is a marketing business, and I keep 3 to 4 customers, and that pays everything, all of my monthly expenses for my business, my house, everything. And it is just constant flow, cash flow. And I'm going to teach you how to build that. I'm not going to talk about it in this episode, but I learned that if I take the things that I'm good at, my own creativity, and learn how to get a target audience and find those people that need that service, I will have a constant stream of income and I will never, never be without. Now, there are several ways to expand on this and actually grow a business into a million-dollar company or multi-million-dollar company, and we're going to talk about that eventually too. But I'm starting on the basics. This first lesson is where do you go from here if you hate your job, if you're stuck, you feel stuck. Next episode is going to be incredible. Now, I have to warn you, the recording sucks on it. I set a mic in the middle of a table and had the gentleman show up at my office, but it's a guy who built something from scratch, used his own creativity, legitimately did, and started something. And it's an incredible story. So listen to the next episode with Larry Franklin. You will not be disappointed. I really appreciate you joining me. Our website will be up soon, and I will let you know when it's up. If you need to reach out to me at chad@microbusinessshow.com. Talk to you again real soon. Thank you for listening to the Micro Business Show podcast. This is Chad Muncy reminding you to chase your dreams, be creative, and create your own freedom. Have a great day.